Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ is in Walla Walla, Washington at the Horse Nation's Indian Relay Council Championship of Champions. We actually made history with the gathering of Indian Relay racers, 38 teams representing over 1,300 tribes in the history of a sport that is over 2 centuries old. It is a very exciting time in our sport as the Horse Nation's Indian Relay Council has moved the national finals, so to speak, or champions of champions, from 3 years in Billings, Montana, to Walla Walla, Washington. We have 9 teams represented from Canada. We had 7 Indian Relay horse races tonight, in addition to the Maiden's Race, the Warrior's Race, and the Chief's Race. Now, the first 2 days of competition will be qualifying races for Championship Sunday afternoon, where there will be $50,000 distributed to the winning raiders. If you've never seen an Indian Relay race before, it is a team of 3 horses and 4 contenders, a catcher, a mugger, a backholder, and a jockey. So if you have 6 teams on the track, you have 18 horses and 24 men in a NASCAR box-style pit stop on the way. They drop the flag. The jockey mounts bareback. He makes a lap, comes in for the first exchange, gets on the second horse, makes the second half-mile lap, makes the exchange or transfer onto the anchor horse, makes the half-mile lap across the finish line. So the sport is coming out of the reservations and onto more popular venues. Our guest today is Ashley Abrahamson. Ashley is from Abrahamson Relay in Washington. Hello, Ashley. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going great. What an exciting night for the first of 3 days in Walla Walla, Washington.
It's going to be pretty exciting for the rest of the weekend here in Walla Walla. I'm pretty excited to see how the teams go and how they progress.
And I think it's really cool that Canada has 9 teams coming down this year, and that's a start.
Having Canada come down has been pretty exciting, watching them conjoin into the United States and stuff, and having that many teams come down and progress into the Indian Relay racing down here in Washington. It has been awesome to have them, and we're so grateful to have them.
You need horses. I mean, when there's 18 horses on the track and 24 men and 5,000 cheering enthusiastic fans right behind them, that's a lot of pressure on a horse. So speed is important, but disposition counts.
When they go to pick out horses, you know, it's actually progressed, because we used to actually run quarter horses a long time ago, and since, you know, everything is getting quicker and everything's evolving a lot more, we've actually stepped up to getting a lot of horses that we get off the track. You know, they're hard runners. I mean, they have to have something that's moving a lot faster. So picking up a good thoroughbred that has a good mind on them and able to run, stop when they need to and come in, it's been quite interesting.
And the teams consist of a jockey, a catcher, a mugger, and a backholder. Well, the jockey, he's kind of the star of the show, like a quarterback in the NFL. The other 3 team members win or lose races.
Yes, that's a big part. It's everybody's a big part in it. I mean, you have your catcher that's helping your jockey come in off their second horse, and then you have the other person there holding and making sure that their horse is set right so they can just go in and get a clean mount. Everybody has a very particular position. You have to have your A game on 24/7, regardless of any situation going. You have to make sure you're paying attention to your team and not just everybody else.
That's words of our champion, Ashley Abrahamson from Washington. Ashley, thank you so much, and we wish you and your family and your team success at the 2018 Championship of Champions in Walla Walla, Washington. Episodes of this program may be heard on RandyTaylorAnnouncer.com. Compliments of 4B Web Design. Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One. The Native American Radio Service.